Amen. Good to be in the house of God. I appreciate you being here. Brother Chris is going to come preach this morning. Amen. Brother Keith, you pray for him this morning. You have a word of prayer.
Lord, thank you for the privilege of being in the house of God. Thank you for this day you've given us. This time is your time, Lord. You know this time, God, before it ever got here. You know this day, God. You know Brother Chris' needs. You know, thank God, the Word of God and the message of God that would be delivered to our heart.
Yes.
Help us, God, to receive it. God, help the man of God. I pray and anoint him. God, give him that he needs.
Yes.
In this time, for this day. Not another day, but this day, this time.
Yes.
Specific, God, is your will, God, this day for us to be here.
Oh,
help us, we ask you, God, give us that we need. We cannot do for ourselves. That would come from heaven in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Pray God help you.
Amen. Appreciate the Lord helping us throughout the past several months. Their gospel has been a blessing being there with them. But I do want to say it's a blessing to see y'all again today. Lord, regardless of where I'm at, this is always going to be home. Amen. And there's something to be said about just coming home. But I just want to say it's a blessing to my heart. It helped me. And this morning I'm in 1 Corinthians. I preached a message the other week concerning preaching. And in the context of Lord helping me today, I want you to think on that word preaching. I've already talked to Aaron and John about that. They've already got a little excerpt about what the Lord's laid on my heart. But I want to be a blessing to the church this morning concerning preaching.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to, first off, before I even get started, I want to bring forth the actual definition of the word preach. And that definition is to discourse on the gospel way of salvation, to exhort to repentance, to discourse on evangelical truths, and to exhort to a belief of them and acceptance of the terms of salvation. And that's, to break it down, telling somebody about Jesus Christ, why he came. Amen. What was accomplished in his death, amen, that he allowed the door of heaven to be opened up for us, amen, to allow us to be brought in into the adoption of Jesus Christ, being washed in the blood, being made joint heirs with Christ. Amen. He did that, amen. And that is to us, amen, to the saint of God, amen, that has meaning. It has not only meaning, but it has a priority in their life. Justin, I'm going to pick on you for a minute, but I remember the day hearing about Justin getting saved, and I watched that service, and amen, I wasn't watching it, but Susan had it up on her tab, and I heard Justin telling about how Jesus saved him, how rotten and low down and wretched he was, amen, and it just reminded me who I was. Where I come from, amen. And I can't help but wonder, brother, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not talking about the offices as far as a bishop or a pastoral authority, but I'm talking about every child of God in this day is called to bring forth a record or testimony of the gospel, and it ought to bring forth Christ Jesus and him crucified. We need that in this day. Hey, man, for a child of God to sit there and say, I'm just content with sitting on a church pew. I'm just content with doing what I need to come into church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Amen. That is not the call of God's people. Amen. God's called people, amen, are called to go out and spread the gospel in this day. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 right there and verse number 18. Amen. And this chapter right here, Paul is writing unto the church which is at Corinth, right there in verse number 18. He says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Now, I'm going to stop right there for just a second. I don't know about you, but people you come in contact with, if you talk about how your faith and where you stand, amen, they look at you as you're stupid or as if you're just foolish or crazy or off your rocker. But I'm here to tell you, friend, if you in God and in Christ, amen, you are doing what God's told you to do and keep on going, amen. Don't make no difference what this world says about you. Makes no difference what they look at you and say. It makes no difference what they call you, whether they like you or don't like you. Amen. We are called.
Yes.
We are a called out assembly, amen. Sanctified, amen. That is set apart.
Yes.
We're different. Of course we're going to be different. People are going to look at us as if we are just crazy or foolish.
Right.
You're crazy. You ever been told you're crazy for believing that?
Oh, yes.
Amen. To them it is foolish. Amen. To them that are lost, to them that are in this world or wrapped up in this world, never been born again, it is foolishness.
Yeah.
They call us crazy. I've been called crazy numerous times. I put my two cent in on something like that. I tell them, say, man, I'm just going to follow God. I don't care what Dr. Bottle Stopper or preacher such and such, big man. I ain't putting names to it, but amen. I've been telling people. I said such and such on the TV. Right, I tell you, you better watch him. I think he's a heretic, and I think he's leading people away from God. And they say, I believe you're missing the mark. I'm like, how's that possible, friend? To sit there and say somebody don't need to know Jesus Christ or ever be born again in order to go to heaven, amen. Is that not heresy? And they say, I'm missing the mark. But they look at me like I'm foolish because I sat there and point a man out like that. Call him out. I'm not saying go out there and just to try and cause division or anything like that. But you ought to go in the right spirit in love and tell him, say, hey, look, trust God. Look at his word. Don't worry about that man.
Yeah.
Amen. It's foolishness. The word of God to them is foolish. Yeah. Amen. And right here it says, but unto them that perish, foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. You ever thought about that right there too? The power of God? Amen. Why is it, Brother Robert, can get up here and to bring forth the testimony of his salvation, how God's helped him and touched him through the years? And then one of my favorite scriptures, I'll bring it to you here in a little bit. He says, but I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. I appreciate that. I appreciate God working through his word. Amen. It brings to light through his testimony the power of God. It brings to light through his testimony the word of God. And what? Not only that, but he reminds me of what God done for me. Is that not a call to preach to the heart of them that listen?
Amen.
Don't get me wrong, friend. I'm not exhorting the office of a bishop or a pastor, but what I'm saying is God's people are called to preach the gospel.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, man, my people call me preacher, but that's all right. Amen. But I'm not sitting here, you ought to be out there on your yard with a pulpit or anything like that. But what I am saying is you ought to bring forth the gospel and you ought to bring forth the testimony of what God has done for you. Amen. Because why? It preaches to others' hearts.
Yeah.
Saint and lost alike. Amen. We've gotten so watered down in this day, just invite them to church and that's okay. Friend, that's not okay. Yes, it's good to call them to the church, but amen, tell them about how good God is to you. Tell them how God has saved your soul and what he did in that and that he gave himself. Amen. The preaching of the gospel is foolishness to them, but they need it. Hey man, don't get me wrong. Hey man, whenever I was coming up as a child, that medicine mama gave me whenever I was sick, hey man, was nasty. But friend, I needed it.
Yeah.
Hey man, this world, hey man, the the world needs in this day right now is salvation and God. And hey man, the only way they're going to get it is if we give it.
Yes.
We got to give it. For it is written, and the thing about it, I'll stop. You know, a lot of people look at me like I'm crazy in this day because I say, everybody, child of God, is called to preach or bring forth the word of God, period. They'll call me a heretic. They'll call me crazy. And a lot of that's, and I'm not calling people out, but a lot of that's, this is hyper-independent mess. Hey, man, and the thing about it is, and we need to get back to the word of God.
Yeah.
In its fullness, in its actual meaning, and say, hey, we need to tell people about Jesus Christ and encourage them to come and be with us that God might work in their heart.
Yeah.
We need that. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made the foolishness, or made foolish the wisdom of this world? Amen. How many times, amen, you hear or recollect, amen, what the world tells you ought to do, and God tells you something different. And you can't help but look at what the world's telling you, what God's telling you, and you can look down the road a ways and see what God's doing and what God will work, amen, and see that it's what God will ordain and be all right, amen. But you see the world's way, amen, and see it as destruction.
Yeah.
Hey man, child of God, I can tell you in this day, hey man, the world's way, the way the world has got for us, it's just foolishness and it's destruction. It's foolish, the way of the world. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. Amen. If you look over in Revelation 3, they increase with knowledge, increase with goods. Amen. And have need of nothing. Amen. We're in that day right now, friend.
Yeah.
Amen. They have no need of anything of God. Amen. And them that pray and seek God are foolish. Amen. But friend, I'm here to tell you, God's chosen method is it was to please God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. I can recollect in my own lifetime, I've heard preaching enough, I could probably get saved 1,000 times over. But friend, the thing about it is, in God's time, it's when it smote my heart. Hey, man, Justin, don't get me wrong, pick on you again. I said, for how many years did you stand up here and sing? How many years did you sit on the pew out yonder and hear the preached word of God? But it literally took somebody saying something about bringing up a question about God. It got him thinking, and God started working in his heart. Amen. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, don't dump it off on preacher height, the entire thing, man. It's up to all of us as a cumulative body. We're the body of Christ. We work together, amen. Bringing forth the gospel. This is a body thing, friend. And I can't help but think, and I'll give you some examples here there in just a minute, you know. But see, the thing about it is, your life should preach the gospel. Your life. Look over, if you want to, you can turn there and look in yourself and study in your own time. I said, but look over in John chapter number 4, we'll talk about the woman there at the well.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Jared Christ was sitting on the well. Amen. His disciples then went off to buy meat, and yet the woman come to draw.
Right.
After having a little meeting with God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. What'd she do?
Right.
Amen. God revealed what she was.
Yes,
just in talking. Amen. Didn't have to worry about saying, you're a sinner, you're a sinner, you're a sinner. Amen. It was revealed. Hey, man, now you ain't got one husband. Hey, man, you've had five. And the one you're with right now ain't your husband.
Yeah.
Amen. Revealed that sin reigned in your life.
Yeah.
Amen. Reigned in her life. Amen. And amen. And that day he revealed himself, amen, as God.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Amen. And I'm paraphrasing, the one you make mention of, I'm he.
Yes, right.
The one you're talking about, that's me.
Yeah.
Amen. God.
Yeah.
I like that. Whenever God reveals the sin of my revealed the sin of my life.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. It wasn't Preacher Hyatt to reveal the sin of my life.
Right.
It wasn't my grandpa who was praying for me and talking to me. Amen. It wasn't him to reveal the sin of my life. It was God.
Right.
Through his word. That revealed God himself,
yes, sir.
Who he was,
yes.
And where I was not.
Yeah.
Because see, the thing about it is, I thought I was okay.
Yeah,
I had that. I had that 1, 2, 3 repeat after me prayer. I mean, I'm okay, right? Wrong.
Right.
God said, you must be born again.
Yeah.
I must have that new life. The light that he put in me, amen, that preaches the gospel.
Right.
How do you get that? Look what she did. What'd she do? Amen. She turned and went back to the city. She said, come see a man. Told me all things ever I did. Huh? Bless God. God forbid a woman go out there and say something about Jesus. Amen. I don't know. Women's supposed to be meek and quiet. I'm talking, that's in the essence of authority right there. Amen. That is not exercising the expressed word of God. What God has wrought in a person's heart, that is not talking about that. Amen. It's right for a woman to be meek and quiet in the concept of authority. But when it comes down to the God working, amen. Ladies, if you don't tell your children and your loved ones,
yeah.
Who will?
Yeah.
Mama, if you don't pray, Daddy, if you don't pray, we can't leave it dependent upon the man of God.
Yeah.
God's chosen party, God's chosen people are the ones that's supposed to bring forth the word of God.
Right.
Go out into the world and compel them to come in. Amen. Paul said before Agrippa, he said, brought forth what God had done in his life. Amen. Brought forth his testimony, how God had saved him on that road to Damascus. Amen. And at the end of that thing right there, what did Agrippa say? Oh, most thou persuadest me.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. But did that dissuade Paul from ever preaching the gospel? Did that dissuade him from ever bringing forth the gospel ever again? No, sir. Hey, man, makes no difference. If they don't want to hear dust off the feet, amen, the dust off your feet and get back to it, amen. Just keep on keeping on for God. Because there's going to be a lot that won't hear you. Study that out for a little while. So your life, the life that God gives you, amen, that in itself will preach the gospel, Jesus Christ. And I'll give you this one right here. John can testify that. Nate can. Aaron can. I got people at work to come up. Hey, we talking about church service with somebody who don't even go to church with me. Don't have anything. He'll come up and talk about church. Will you pray for me? Will you? We talk about different things like that. Just out of the blue.
Yeah.
Why is that? Do you think my life might have something more than a basketball game, football game, or a brand new car, truck, whatever in between, gas prices, Dr. Bottle Stopper up there, political mess, all that? I think my life is a little bit more than all that world has to offer right now. Why is that? It's Him. It's Him. You know, the thing about it is, we can sit here and bring forth the gospel, and the gospel is about Him, but it's Him that's preaching Himself. Yes, amen. Christ takes up residence in a man, amen. And Christ preaches Himself through the believer.
Yes, amen.
Amen. How is it whenever Brother Robert gets up here and testifies, and Justin gets up here and testifies, preacher gets a shouting, amen, Miss Linda gets a singing or something like that, how is it we can shout, amen? It's because the Holy Ghost preaches to our hearts.
Yeah.
Brings to remembrance what's been done.
Yes, He does.
That's what it does.
Yes, sir.
Preaching is more than just a man of God bringing forth a message.
Yes, sir.
So much more. We've watered it down so much that it's dependent upon nothing more than the man of God, and the body of Christ is useless. God help us in this day. It's not only your life right there, your conversation.
Yes, sir.
Conversation ought to preach the gospel. And I'm not saying you can't talk about ball games, stuff like that. No, I'm not saying that. If that's what's in your heart, you go ahead and talk about it. But the thing about it is, if Christ is in our heart, guess what? That's what's going to come out.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right. Hey, Ray. Let's look over here. Hang on a second. I got my markers been filled down in my Bible here. Hebrews chapter number 13. Marker might have fell out altogether. I don't know. Lord help us. Pretty sure my marker done fell out. I know it did. But here in Hebrews chapter number 13. I'm almost there. In verse number 5. And granted, look up here. Let's back up to verse number 1. It says, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Again, that speaks to the life of a child of God right there. For thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember, them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Amen. Again, that speaks towards your life and exhorting Christ. Amen. Amen. People, when I say that, and I'll stop right there for just a second before I can continue on in conversation. I said, but you know, men... people ought to see you loving your wife.
Yes, sir.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
If marriage is honorable unto all, amen, and in the bed undefiled, if that is the way of God, amen, people ought to see you love your wife.
Yes.
Your life does speak the gospel.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And, said, and talking about your conversation right there, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For He hath said, I will never leave nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. In other words, right there, amen. Tell people about Christ, amen. Live your life like you ought to before people, amen. Let God preach the gospel through your life and through your conversation. And guess what? Don't worry about everything that world out there has to offer, friend, because God's got it all anyway.
That's right, brother.
You hearing me? Don't get me wrong. I do desire a cheeseburger, going down there talking about that, amen. But every now and then, I ought to be content with eating my ramen noodles and Vienna sausage.
Right.
Amen. I ought to be content with a can of SketchUp every now and then. That's all right.
Right.
Bologna sandwich never hurt anybody, friend.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, I like that new Dodge Challenger, boy. I like that thing. That thing's sharp, it's smooth. Woo! Love to get in there and drive that thing. But the thing about it is, God give me a truck. It's got the same engine in it. And guess what? I can actually use my truck. I don't have to worry about needing anything. God's already got it for me.
Yes, He did.
Amen.
Right.
And in doing and being content with what God has given us and what God has continually, not only in the past, but what He's going forward, He's going to continue meeting our needs. Amen. I.e., where He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He's going to be with you from now and into eternity. If God be for us,
yes,
Who can be against us?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Right. Amen. We might face bodily harm. We might face trials and heartaches. We might face some sorrows. But friend, I'm here to tell you in this day, it don't make a hill of beans.
No. Amen.
Amen. This world needs God. Amen. I remember this years ago, sitting down there. We took Hannah down there to the hospital. I called my daddy. Hannah was sick. And something told me, call my daddy, get him to take me down to the hospital. I said, all right. Just in my heart. I said, all right, that's a little crazy, but I can drive myself. The thing about it is, guess what? I done what God told me to do. I got in the truck, or I got in daddy's car. He took me down there. She was in the room in there. And next thing you know, I ended up sick too. So they ended up putting me in the room next, right down the hall. And the thing about it is, you know, in the midst of trials and sorrows and heartaches and bodily affliction, I couldn't help but start singing in the midst of that room right there. In so much, guess what? The nurses were in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out until I started singing. I want to thank you, Lord, for every time you've heard me pray. You know, you get thinking, sing. I'm talking about singing unto the Lord, amen. Well, God, you ever think about God putting a song in your heart?
Yeah.
Amen. It's amazing to me how God started working in me right there in the midst of all that. And amen, I know they heard me. The door was open.
Yeah.
Couldn't help it. Right. Amen. Do you not think whenever God gets on your heart, you can't get, if you get to the point where you get those can't help it, amen, do you not think that might preach to somebody's heart?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, they are listening. They are watching. Amen. Look at them crazy people. So not only conversation, but look at your conviction. Amen. 2 Timothy right there, chapter number 2, talks about study to show thyself approved, a workman.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Need not be ashamed. Amen. How can you walk with God? How can you have a presence of God? How can you, guess what? Read your Bible. And I'm not saying, I'm not telling you ought to read it just out of duty, amen. It makes no difference if you read one chapter, one verse, whatever, if you'd sit there and ponder on it for a while. Why do you think the Word of God says Selah? It means meditate on this. It means meditate on the Word of God. Get something from it. Don't just read it just to read it.
Right.
When you get something like it, you know how you stay healthy as far as bodily? You take stuff in. You eat. You stay healthy. You're strong. Amen. You have the ability to go out there and do work. Amen. How are you going to do that in the Christian life? Amen. You're going to have to take the Word of God. Amen. Those things which we need. Amen. To be able to walk with Him, talk with Him, have fellowship with Him. Amen. That it might stir up our pure minds.
Yes.
We need that in this day.
Yes.
Study. You know, a lot of times I end up, I don't know if my wife gets mad at me. She'll be talking to me and I'm just lost in thought. Did you even hear me? I'm sorry, sweetheart. I didn't. Because I'm somewhere else. It's amazing to me if you read the Word of God and you meditate on it, and when I say meditate on it, I'm saying chew on it for a while.
Yes,
amen. If you have to, equate yourself to a cow and sit there and chew on it all day long. Amen. And that won't hurt you. And sure enough, if you do that enough, sooner or later, there's going to be something welling up inside of you. Is that not right, Brother Hutt?
Sure.
You ever had that happen? You get the reading the Word of God and something get to welling up inside of you? You couldn't, and you ever get the point where you can't help it? You're out there shouting on the rooftop? So your convictions, if you're studying yourself, studying the Word of God, God will put certain things in your heart to say, hey, don't do that way. Don't go that way. Things that used to didn't bother you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'll give you this. It didn't bother me to listen to some country music here and there. Even now and then, I still try to turn it on. But God's like, you know, the thing about it is, that ain't got nothing for you. God convicted my heart about that. You know, even when I turn it on now, it's like, yeah. Ain't the same. Ain't no, it's empty. Has nothing for you. But see, that's taking some growth. Amen. I remember years ago, Brother Hyde, I don't know if you remember this or not, but I remember coming up here and we was going to go do something. And I think we were getting ready to go see Brother up here at the funeral home. Not the funeral home, but the rest home. Sure enough, he asked me, he says, Brother, what do you think? They say, that's a trap right there. We're talking. What you think about country music? I said, well, I don't necessarily think it's necessarily anything is wrong with it, but it's considering the content. It's what's in it. Hey, man.
Right.
And I told him right there, I said, it ain't going to help me. But see, now, it's amazing how a little question, well, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
Brother Mitchell was bad about that. What do you think? I don't know. What do you think? So you got your life at Preacher's Christ, your conversation, your conviction. but your not only that, but your legacy. And I say that, and not to illuminate anybody in their by their name, by their self. But I can also say, I mean, I went to a funeral yesterday, and a lot of the people there, all I could hear was, she loved God. She loved God. She loved God. I heard that from a lot of people. That's testimony. So that, you know what that got me thinking? That got me thinking about some other saints of God who've left on before us. I think about an old man, you sit right back there, right where Leah's sitting. Praying man, right? Didn't make no difference how bad he hurt. Didn't make no difference what kind of affliction was on him. He come hobbling in that door right back here. Every time with a smile on his face and his hand outstretched for a handshake. Every time. And the thing about it is, if you went to his house, he'd always have the door open for you. He loved you. He said, and he'll tell you, he says, I'm praying for you. I love you. Amen. To this day, every time I think about some men of God, my Uncle Robert's going to be coming to my mind. You know, he had this little prayer spot, and Brother Hott can testify to this, and many of y'all that have known him for years can testify. He's got that little prayer spot back there. You see the carpet wore down, didn't he? When he said he's praying a man, he's a praying man. Amen. When he said, I'm praying for you, he meant it. Amen. So it's amazing to me how he's done gone, called home, and amen, he's out of here. But yet the legacy of that which has been left behind, amen, is a man who loved God, and God was a centerpiece to his life. Even after he's gone, the testimony of his life still preaching Christ to my heart. Memories of my Uncle Robert preaching Christ to my heart to this very day. Your grandpa. Amen. My grandpa. Amen. Brother Hyatt sent me a video the other night. Three men singing. He said the middle one right there makes me think of Brother C.W. I got there. I said, sure enough, yeah. Brought back memories of my grandpa sitting around his dining room table with the Bible open, notebooks out. Amen. Go up there many times sitting there at the dining room table just talking about things of God. Amen. Yeah. Things of God, talking about the Word of God, what God has done, what He's doing, how He's continuing to work, what's being prayed for. Yeah. I've got some of His notebooks still at the house, amen. I've been able to look through that and see what He's... And that still, to this day, preaches to my heart. Still does. Just in one of these days, the Lord's going to call your grandpa home. But there's always going to be times where you remember him standing up behind the pulpit. Remember him sitting at the house with his Bible in his hand. Remember him going and saying, I got to go study. There's always going to be that. It's going to preach to your heart.
Right.
Legacy. So your life preaches Christ presently. Your testimony ought to preach Christ from here on. You understand me?
Yes,
Brother Pete. Hey, man, I still remember here. I still got a CD around here. Him singing. Touches my heart. Brother Bobby. Yeah. Up here with the auto harp. Remember him, the Parker Boys sing now, you know. I'm using my Bible for a road map.
Yeah.
And that's good. I love it. Don't quit singing it. But every time you sing it, I see Bobby. I see him up here in his auto harp singing, I'm using my Bible for a road map.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, friend, we ought to preach Christ in this day. Yeah. Our life, our very essence. He gave it all for us.
Yeah.
We ought to give it all for Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. When I say give it all, I mean every ounce of what we are.
Yeah.
Does that mean we're going to say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus everywhere we go? No. But your actions will.
Yes, sir.
Your character will.
Yes.
How you carry yourself, that'll speak. And I'll say this, and I'll be finished. I'll say that about how I carry myself. I remember some few years ago, I went buy a pack of batteries. Went in there, paid for everything else. I had the pack of batteries here in my hand, walked out the door with a pack of batteries. Didn't even think about it. Got all the way back to the truck. Turned right back around in there, handed them to the lady. I said, I walked out there without paying for these. She said, you know what? You know how many people would have actually come back here and paid for that?
Right.
Almost none.
Yeah.
See, there's some things like that that'll just so subtle, we would look at as insignificant, just doing the right thing. God can use to convict somebody.
Right.
Something so simple as you taking a stand. You know, I wake up a lot of times with a song on my heart. I woke up with Miss Linda's singing in my heart this morning. Miss Linda, I love you. I'll just let you know that. Appreciate you singing. But I woke up with this song in my heart. Do people wonder if you really know God? Can they tell? I'm here to tell you, friend, God ain't dead. Let's tell the world about it. Let's get stirred up for God. Amen. There's something about that. Amen. Makes me think of Papa Grandpa's favorite song right there. There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still. In a life of ebb and flow. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing. It keeps me singing as I go. I'm telling you, man, we got to tell Jesus to this world. Preach Him crucified. Gave Himself out on Calvary for me. That I might live eternally with Him. I'm looking for that day. In my Father's house are many mansions. People look at that as like, oh boy, I'm going to be rich. No, friend, I'd be proud with a broom closet just so I can be with Him.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Just to see Him.
Right.
Amen. Thank God for what He's done for me.
Right.
Thank God that He saved my eternal soul right there.
Yeah.
Bought me with a price.
Yes,
I thank God this morning for being good to me. I appreciate you. I love you. I want to exhort people to Christ and Him crucified. I want to tell them, say, repent and be saved. Turn from that way that the world has and come unto Him. Lord, help us in this day. Amen. Brother Jonathan Hall, if you will, pray for us.
Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for helping our God,
yeah.
Lord, as we stood up here and preached the word, Lord, preach what you put on his heart. Father, I pray, Lord, that, Lord, we take it, Lord, and we guard it in our hearts, Lord, and we may, live it, Lord, as we walk out in this world. Father, I pray, Lord, that you help, Lord, the remainder of the service.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.